Retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis, who is running for U.S. Senate, and he joins us now live. Colonel Manis, thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So today is the big official announcement. I guess we're jumping that a little bit, but when and where on that one?
Actually, it was last night.
Okay, last night.
At 5:30 p.m. at the Kenner Pavilion over in Kenner, Louisiana.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Yeah. This is not your first rodeo. You going to do anything differently with this run this time for the Senate?
Well, the difference is we don't start with zero name recognition and zero support and zero ability to raise money. And that, as you know, makes all the difference in the world between any campaign. We've got the largest grassroots organization operating in the state at this point. They've been active all year supporting conservative candidates in the 2015 election, like getting Lieutenant Governor Nungesser elected and Attorney General Landry and several great conservatives, including three conservative women, into the House and Senate of the state of Louisiana. So we start there and build on our fundraising database and move forward.
In 2012, you were amongst a rather large field that was running against an incumbent, Mary Landrieu. She was ultimately defeated by Dr. Cassidy. There is no incumbent in this race. Does that change the dynamic for you, do you think?
Well, I think it absolutely does, and I'm very proud that we supported Dr. Cassidy in his runoff. He and I are the only two Republicans that have actually unified the party and conservatives and independents across the state to beat a major Democrat opponent, and I think that creates quite a dynamic in the state elections, too.
Colonel Manis, there are going to be a lot of Republicans in this race that have conservative bona fides. We've talked to Treasurer Kennedy. We've talked to Congressman Bustani. We've talked to Congressman Fleming. And now we have you on board. Is this going to be very, very difficult, pitting so many Republicans against each other just to make it to a runoff?
Oh, absolutely not. This is a great state in Louisiana. We have these jungle primary elections, and that's what it is. What it is. I hope they run good, clean campaigns. I'm going to take everybody on the facts and on their record, and put my record of military leadership, my record as a fighter, and my record as an outsider up against anybody else's. You know, that's what the American people are demanding. They're demanding that an outsider, a fighter, and proven leaders, not political leaders, but proven leaders in other fields, go up and take back Washington for us, because Washington's corrupt. You know what? I believe that the biggest division in Washington is not between conservatives and those other Republicans that might be referred to as rhinos. It's not even between Republicans and Democrats. It's between those of folks who went to go along, to get along up in Washington to preserve the status quo and preserve their power, and those people like me who actually want to stand up and fight to change things. And you have to be willing to do that, and you have to be willing to acknowledge that you are not a politician, and that's the big difference between those other folks you just named and anybody else that's been a prospective named candidate in this race. Is I'm the one outsider. I'm the one true fighter. I'm the one proven leader in combat, in peace. I have a proven track record of stewardship of taxpayers' dollars. I have a proven track record of helping do the things and leading in the things that need to be done for this country. And there's three, really. One is to restore America's military strength and leadership in the world, because when the world is led by a strong America, there's a lot less things like war. And the world's really on fire right now. Two is we've got to secure ourselves at home, secure our border, and get our immigration problems under control very quickly. The San Bernardino attack that happened a few weeks ago by the Islamic Jihadi forces that did that was an act of war, regardless of what the propagandists in Washington are doing, and none of these folks have said or done anything about that. And I have a proven track record of not just standing up to my own leaders, but to defeating Islamist jihadists, and I don't have a problem calling them that either.
We are talking with Colonel Rob Manis, who last night made the official announcement he is in for the U.S. Senate race for the fall to replace David Vitter, who is not running for another term. So no incumbent in that race, and the field is already starting to get quite large.
Getting a little crowded. Colonel Manis, one of the things that you said was if elected to the United States Senate, you're going to target what you feel is some pretty serious corruption in D.C. and in the United States Congress. What's the first target on your radar?
Well, the first target on our radar is to get folks in government that are elected to these positions to pressure them through the people and through my position and through my colleagues to abide by the Constitution of the United States. We have some major issues, and the American people and the people of Louisiana are quite frankly just, they are angry and they are fed up. You know, when the United States Senate, and here's one of the reasons why I'm running for the Senate and not any other office, because the Senate has the most direct impact on foreign policy and national security, according to the Constitution, through its advise and consent power on treaties, and through its power to declare war, not along with the House. So those are two very, very important issues, and we need to be able to use that power appropriately. Well, with the Iran nuclear deal, the United States Senate gave away its power to advise and consent on that as a treaty requiring a two-thirds vote, which never would have passed. And it put this nation and our allies in grave danger. And but quite frankly, right now, our allies can't trust us and our enemies don't respect us or fear us. And that puts us in a very bad position. And nobody in this race will be able to have the national security bona fides that I do. I have a long track record, very well documented, of award-winning national security efforts at the national level and at the state level. And I've led economic impact organizations of more than $7 billion in states and know how to work with local and state governments. And we need somebody that will go up there and take these folks on, because the corruption isn't just about money. It's about how people vote and how people hide votes and how people go with corrupt leadership instead of going with what they said they would do when they would get there.
Colonel Mays, a listener asked me to pose this question of you when we said we were going to have you on. And the question is this: have you ever considered getting your feet wet in state government before making the leap to federal?
Well, I think I just answered that question. My particular expertise, I'm a career military man, not a career politician. I don't believe the country is served by citizens that go into a career in politics. Look what's happened in Washington, and look what's happening in our state today. The political career ladder is not the appropriate way to elect our elected officials. We need folks, just like we did with Senator Beth Mizell and Senator Sharon Hewitt, that go right into positions that come from backgrounds that are buried in degrees and buried in education and buried in experience. And that those two women are going to serve the state of Louisiana well, because they have both have very different backgrounds but are very, very experienced, and they are leaders, and they know how to get the job done, and they know the job that needs to be done. So Colonel Rob Manis is a retired military man. After 32 and a half years, I have a national security expertise, foreign policy expertise. I'm Harvard trained, U.S. Naval War College trained in strategy and strategic nature of international relations. And the United States Senate is the best place for me to serve.